Right now, though, it is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this week on our Morning Munch has been Lynette Taylor from Moms in Prayer. Lynette, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
We're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
All right. This week I've been talking about prayer and how our prayers are like seeds. And in Philippians 4, verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." As we pray, we are trusting God to work, that when we plant those seeds of prayer, we can be confident that God hears us and He answers. And when we intercede and pray using the Word of God, we're planting seeds. And God's Word says in Psalm 68, verse 11, "The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it." So this morning, instead of just digging into God's Word, I'm going to pray God's Word, and I'm going to ask those listening to join in prayer. If you're driving, just keep your eyes open. But we're going to just, instead of, you know, talking about prayer requests, I just feel that there's such a need for prayer right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we are going to praise you this morning that you are the master of breakthroughs. In 1 Chronicles 14, 10 and 11, it says, "And David inquired of God, saying, 'Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?' The Lord said to him, 'Go up, for I will deliver him into your hand.' So they went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, 'God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water.' Therefore, they called the name of that place Baal Perazim, which means master of breakthroughs." And we have the greatest breakthrough of all in Matthew 28, starting at verse 2. "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay.'" Lord, we just praise you this morning that we cry out to a living God, a God who is mighty and powerful and able to break through any situation, anything in our lives, break through our sin. And we just praise you that you are the victor and you are able to do that. Lord, we confess that instead of coming to you in prayer, we often shrink back. Will you forgive us for that? And Lord, we ask that you just cleanse our hearts, cleanse us from any secret faults. In Psalm 19, it says, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse us from our secret faults. Keep back your servants also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over us. Then we shall be blameless and shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer." Lord, we want to come before you with clean hearts because you went to that cross to die for our sins. Forgive us, Lord. We need your forgiveness. We need your love and your mercy. And Lord, we also want to come before you with thankful hearts, thanking you for what we have seen you do. Your word says in Psalm 145, verse 4, "One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." Lord, I want to thank you this morning. Just take the time to thank you for Airwaves. Thank you for Yes FM. And thank you for all the work that they have done over the years, the thousands of people they have faithfully ministered to, the lives that have been impacted. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the gift of children and grandchildren. We thank you for our families, our teachers, our schools. We have so much. You've taken care of us so well, and we have so much to be thankful for. And Lord, I even thank you for this pause that you have allowed in our lives at this time. Thank you for your power and ability to bring good from it. And Lord, we just want to ask you now to show yourself mighty. Will you break through any hardness in our hearts or anything that we're not sorry for? May we humble ourselves before you, seek your face, and turn from our wicked ways. And your word tells us you will forgive us our sins and heal our hearts. Lord, we want our families, our churches, our schools, our businesses, our government, our entertainment industry, just to be lined up with you, that you would be our God, and that we would love and serve and follow you. And Jesus, I just want to take a few minutes to pray for the students out there. Lord, in Psalm 118, verse 17, it says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Lord, it's not just a virus. There's all kinds of things after our youth. But we pray, Lord, that our youth will not die. You came, Jesus, that they may have life and have it abundantly. We pray that our youth will come to know you and declare the works of the Lord. We ask that our schools will not be overcome by evil, but they will overcome evil with good. Bless our teachers, direct their steps, the administrators and all the officials making decisions at this time. Lord, give them your wisdom in decisions that impact students and staff and schedules. And Lord, we also want to pray that you, our God of hope, would fill us with joy and peace as we trust in you, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of your Holy Spirit. And in closing, as we pray these prayers, our prayers are like seeds, and we entrust them to you. And your word says in Ephesians 3, starting in verse 14, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lynette Taylor joining us this morning on the Morning Munch from Moms in Prayer. And Lynette, tell us about Moms in Prayer.
All right. Moms in Prayer is ministry where it encourages mothers to gather for 1 hour a week to pray for their children, the teachers, and the schools. So it's our mission to impact children in schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray. And it's an international ministry. Moms in Prayer is in over 140 countries. And it's just moms simply making that commitment to pray each week for their children, wherever they are. You can meet the day of the week that you want, in your home, in your church, wherever you want. But just we ask that you take a time to stop and pray for your children, the teachers, and the schools.
And if folks want to find out more information about Moms in Prayer, how can they do so?
You can go to the website. It's momsinprayer.org.
All right, Lynette, thank you so much. We really appreciate your word and praying with us today.
All right. Thank you for having me.